Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about shelter. Shelter is a very important thing when you're fighting evil. Think about it. If you're out and about, and it's late at night, 11, 12 o'clock, 1, 2 in the morning, evil has a really good chance of attacking you, coming at you. You're vulnerable. You have nowhere to go to the bathroom. You have no water. You may have no food. You have no money. It's raining. It's dark. It's cold. It's hot. And there's just enemies everywhere. From animals trying to bite at you thinking that you're like dead or alive. There's people trying to rob you. There's no way to defend yourself because there's no one around. There's no sympathy, empathy, or compassion towards you because they just think you are useless. You're a bum, you are a disgrace to humanity because you are homeless, or you have nowhere to go. So, take what Ash Friendly is doing, and what we want to do. It's have housing for everyone. I mean everyone. I'm going to say this multiple times throughout my podcast, as everyone knows, Ash Friendly is for everyone, or it's for no one. Cannot discriminate towards yourself, just as like Walmart cannot discriminate. Amazon cannot discriminate for someone buying their product. They can discriminate who they hire, because that's the whole legal purpose. They don't want to have people who have checkered past or done anything wrong to anyone, because then that will fall back on them. They'll look bad. That's what the whole game. But they'll always accept people's money because they have to. And because they want to, because they want to make more money. We, as Ash Friendly, want to help everybody else and make sure they have the bare essentials. I'm not talking about wants, I'm just talking about shelter. Because shelter is a main component in life and being, having great self-care. Loving yourself, loving the people around you, and being respectful. And the greatest thing is to not allow evil to attack you. Just attack you in the middle of the night. Boom, dunk, go do some evil for me. Because you need this, you need money. Now I understand that's the way life is, because as you slowly lose everything, become homeless, your only option is evil. To steal, to rob, to discriminate towards other people, because you have no other way to survive. There's people in jail that have just broken a window because they have nowhere else to go because it's so cold outside. Or they have nowhere else to go, so they do things that are really small crimes just to get some food because they have 3 meals every day. They have a warm bed. It's not the best setting, but they have nowhere else to go. And then we get out of jail, they have nowhere else to go. Now, a lot of people are talking, why do you want to help these criminals out? It's not just about the criminals. It's about someone who's 18 who, for some reason, just has nowhere to go, has no shelter. That's what Ash Friendly is for. Someone in their 20s that is out of college and is banker to have so much money, they can't afford a place to live, but they need somewhere to stay. Someone in their 30s and 40s have multiple kids, been divorced a couple times, has nowhere to go because everything's tied up in lawsuits and this and my kids, and I can't get a place because I don't look good on paper. It's for you. For people just want to live with us because they know what Ash Friendly is, love what Ash Friendly is, it's for them. If it's for someone who's older or elderly or mentally challenged, it's for them. Because they need a safe place too, because they may be 80, 90 years old, they didn't have any money for savings. They're living off the government. There's no subsidized housing anymore. Here comes Ash Friendly. Now, I'm not talking about, like, when people think about, like, well, you need, like, people need this, people need that. Yes, it's the bare and essential. A roof over your head, running water, heat, AC, and accessible for someone who needs accessibility. It's not like the
accessible refers to something that is easy to reach, understand, or use, especially for individuals with disabilities or special needs. This answer is from fecontentauthority.com. For more, say open this on iPhone.
Well, as you can see, Siri's always listening to me, and she needs to chime in about accessibility. a lot of people are always listening to my conversations about, well, what's the plan? How are we going to get everyone shelter? We will work on it step by step and we'll find a way. I don't have all the answers now, but this is what we're going to do. Because all I'm trying to cure is get everyone all off the street, because the street only has one answer, death. Streets always win, death. There's nothing else out, there's nothing else out there on the street. You can say, oh, I gotta get my street cred. Well, street cred is useless. Like, I'm sorry to say to all people that live and die by it, but it's useless. It's useless in the society, it's useless in jail, it's just useless, it's only good on the street. And what are you really trying to do? More evil. So we get the people off the street. So that way, when evil has to knock on people's doors, or knock on people, they have to go through the door, through the window, to get to people that just need housing. And it's harder for evil to do that. I'm trying to make everything harder and harder for evil to seep into human beings so they can just be somewhat protected. If they're on the street, I can just like, oh, look at this guy, look at this girl, look at this, whoever this is, I'm gonna go command them, do whatever I want, because they have power over you, over the things that don't matter in the next world. It's only this world, like money. I'll give you money to do this. I'll give you money to do that. I'll give you money for this. I'll give you money for that. All these promises evil makes for you. But then all in the end of the day, it's only things that matter here. And then when the evil is done with you doing that task, it no longer takes responsibility of your actions. That's you. And I don't want people to say, I got to go and do this because I have nowhere else to go. I have nowhere else to say. I have nothing to stand on besides evil. Like, that's far from the truth. It's just harder to do the right thing. That's why not many people in this world do the right thing, because it's so hard. It's so hard to follow that path and own up to what you're doing and be accountable for your actions. Saying, I did this. I just pet my kitty. I'm responsible for petting my kitty. And she woke up and she's like, what are you doing? Now she's all over me because she knows I don't wake and wants to be pet. But I created that action, taking responsibility by me continuing to pet my cat. If you look at it as being homeless and saying, that's a great idea, no one's ever done it before, correct. And that's why I want to do the impossible. I want to do the things that's never done before. And I'm going to let the people who really suffer and have nothing be the people that work with me the most to create this to happen. The people that can't move, the people that are deaf, the people that are blind, the people that have been told they're useless. Those people are important to me because we have a greater time, we have a greater power on our hands, which is time. A lot of people will chase after things and can't make time to do what humanity's asked you to do it, because there's not many people out there trying to do that. And I'm not talking politicians, that they just make more money and more money, and that's the game of being a politician and playing the game of life, and they win. The rest of us just lose. There's a massive housing crisis right here in America. We also have a massive food crisis in America too, and water crisis, but no one will ever talk about it because it doesn't make any money. But imagine if you're in a world that where you put people in houses, more people make money. And the more people are not homeless, the more people make money. Huh. Then it would be considered valuable. And that's where we're after. To make and to force the game to say, hey, these are human beings. We are going, they are valuable. And the only way to show people that other people are valuable is through money. And if we get them off the street and we get them in a safe place and we find out who they are, identify these people as being a non-threat or being someone who struggles, that's all right. We know who they are. And we're going to take care of them best way we can. And the best way they will allow us to. And if I can just get a couple people from being able to sleep on the street, to sleep on the floor in a room, to move into a bed, that's victory. That's better than ever making us winning a Super Bowl, ever been selling, you're selling and making $1 billion, because not many people can do that. And the people that are connected to Ash Friendly, the people that are together with us, that's true power. Power is the most powerful thing in the world, are the ability to take care of other people. And that's what Ash Friendly does. Well, folks, thank you very much for listening to me. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the world around you, love the people around you a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.